Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
BJ and Jamie.
Jamie, you ever shop at Ross?
I don't enjoy it.
You don't?
No, I don't.
They're shutting down a lot of stores.
Yeah. It's just so messy.
It was all kind of thrown together.
I ran into a Ross in Honolulu when we were out there.
A man named Ross?
No. The Ross store. I went into the store, and I'm with you. It was a little...
It's disheveled.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
I went in looking for a pair of shoes. And I couldn't find my size because everything was just from kids' shoes to adults. It was just all mixed together.
The only one like that's kind of like that is I think TJ Maxx is just kind of a fun shop because like you can find like a Tumi suitcase and you know just random stuff. You're like, oh my, I bought a Tumi suitcase at TJ Maxx.
Yeah, you can get some deals.
Yeah,
TJ Maxx is like going to a garage sale.
It is.
Well, that's what it is to me.
It's like Ross. That's like Ross's. They're both the same thing. Except Ross is mostly clothes and TJ Maxx has like other crap.
Yeah. I'm surprised Ross is going out though because I think a lot of people go there.
Well, this is even sadder than that. You want to know what it is?
What?
The Kohl's.
Kohl's?
They're shutting down a Kohl's.
No.
Yes.
Why?
I don't know.
No.
Which one is it? We will not allow this.
It's the one on Parker Road.
Why?
And it's near Aurora. It's in between. It's like in Centennial, in between Parker and Aurora. And they're shutting it down because it's underperforming.
Don't you live in Parker?
Yeah.
Why aren't you saving it?
So
you and your friends need to be out there with signs.
That's not my go-to Kohl's. My go-to Kohl's is the one on Quebec and Lone Tree.
No, that's the one. If it were in my neighborhood, you get the Littleton Kohl's. They announce they're shutting down. I'm out there with all my friends with picket signs. We're going to save the store.
Can I just tell you, I really don't know how Kohl's works because I swear to you, like sometimes I'll get a scratcher and I don't know why. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Sometimes
you hand them a scratcher and it can be like 30% off the whole thing and she'll be like, keep trying. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah. That's why they're going out of business. Scratch till you get the 40%.
I know.
They do make you feel like you're getting a deal.
I know. Yeah. And then they give you Kohl's cash. And you're like, how did I get this? And they're like, here's $28.
I don't know if we've ever redeemed it, though.
I know. It always expires.
There's Kohl's cash on our counter all the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
Mm-hmm. I know.
And I don't know if we ever use it.
The one thing that I have that I know we're never going to use, so we took back something to Canada Goose, the store in Cherry Creek, right? And okay, it was a dumb purchase. All right, I admit it. I bought a beanie for $225.
What?
Oh man,
$200?
$225.
Why?
Because it had Canada Goose on it.
Oh, just for the label itself.
The logo.
So I gave it to my son. Like my son is like the normal kid, right? He looks at it. I got it for Christmas, and he goes, "It was $225," and I'm like, oh, it was? I didn't even really notice. Because I actually didn't really notice how much it was. And he goes, Mom, this is the dumbest thing you could have ever spent money on. And I was like, yeah, okay. So we went and took it back. We returned it.
Yeah.
But they would only give me store credit for it. So he got a regular, like a shirt. And now we have $14 left to spend there.
How are you going to find anything that's $14 in that store?
You're not.
Yeah.
No.
It's just gone.
You can't. It's literally $14 that just, I mean, there's not anything that you can buy.
It's just in the atmosphere now.
Yeah, it is. It's true. I just look at it and I laugh because I'm like, that is $14. It's just gone. I
mean, just the gall of a company that's going to mark a beanie at $225.
I thought it was cute. My son hated it.
That's...
It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Ridiculous,
listen,
yeah.
You know, I know you don't understand designers, but that's just how it works, darling.
I guess. I don't live in that designer world, I guess.
No, you don't.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.